Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
Twenty-four minutes after the hour, welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Joining me now, in my opinion, the Big Sky Conference Player of the Year, Dalen Kuntz from the UNC Bears, averaged over 21 points per game, 4 rebounds per game, almost 3 assists per game. You won our whole show Player of the Week like 465 times, it seems like, my man. Dalen, thanks so much for being in studio today, man.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
What a great season by you, man. It was so fun to watch. You know, I remember when we heard the news that you're transferring from CU to UNC. I mean, everybody was pumped because I'm like, man, he's going to fit in well with UNC. And then every game, it just seemed like you started to grow within that program more and more to the point this year, like I said, I really felt like you were the Big Sky Conference Player of the Year. Talk to us about that transition from CU to UNC. Did you see it going that well? I mean, you were the top player in my mind all season.
Honestly, I didn't see it going that well. You know, I kind of knew, I feel like it'd be a good place for me to, you know, showcase my game. But, I mean, I kind of surprised myself, you know, just, you know, coming in, trying to get better each day and every day. And it just kind of went from there, really.
I feel like, you know, I always say this about Nikola Jokic. I'm like, the guy could fall asleep and score 20 now. I felt like that was you. I mean, I was never surprised to look at the box score and just see, oh, Dalen got another 20, 25, 28 points, whatever. What's new? I mean, it's crazy, man. Talk to us about how it slowed down for you, because it did. Everything, it just seemed like, especially this season, to really slow down, where I felt like you could score anytime you wanted to.
Yeah, the game slowed down a lot, you know, just watching a lot of film and just studying, you know, some of my favorite players, just kind of seeing how they break down the game and, you know, just simplify the game. It's either like, you know, if you got a shot, shoot. If not, drive. If not, you know, open pass. It's kind of, I broke it down. It became kind of simple.
And again, I love when you drive to the hoop. It just seems like something good's going to happen every time, whether it's you taking it to the rim or dishing it out or back and back out. I mean, I love that movement that part of your game has really evolved. Tough way for you guys to end let's go back to the Big Sky Conference tournament. You get into the championship game. I don't have the predictions in front of me, but not a lot of people predicted the UNC Bears to go to the Big Sky Conference championship game. So right there, and I think you guys were picked like sixth or so or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. So that had to be pretty cool to get to that moment.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, it's something we talked about really all year, like since the day we came in the summer. It's just like, you know, we're trying to, you know, do big things this year, get ourselves a chance to get to the tournament and, you know, possibly get the chance to play in the NCAA tournament. But, you know, just this whole year was crazy and ups and downs. And, you know, for us to still figure out a way to find ourselves in the Big Sky Championship was really big.
You get to the Big Sky Championship against, of course, a Montana State team. You know, that was a rough go for you guys, because I know you guys have played so well 98% of the time in those games. And this is basketball, right? That's why March Madness, you see so many upsets, because if you're not playing at your best, it can be over just like that. So I know that was a bummer at the end of the day, because that wasn't your overall team best performance against Montana State.
Yeah, it wasn't. You know, we kind of had a chance early on just to make some plays, but, you know, just things really wasn't going our way. But, you know, I mean, it happens, you know, it's part of basketball.
It's part of basketball, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's why I say, like, for championship games, Jade disagrees with me, I think, on this one, but, like, March Madness, at some point, we need to do, like, a best of three. Because I always think to find out the best basketball teams, you need to go at each other a little bit. So, because you guys handled Montana State. Did you sweep Montana State in the regular season, right? Or did you split with them? That's right, you swept Montana.
Hit that crazy buzzer
beater. That's right, the stupid shot, yeah. But that's how it goes sometimes, right? I mean, if the shots sometimes aren't falling, you guys are such a high-scoring basketball team. So it was definitely an unbear-like game for you guys.
Yeah, it definitely was. I mean, just like I said, you know, didn't get the ball to go in the way we wanted. Weren't really playing as well as we wanted. But, I mean, it was just, you know, it was a good experience to play in the Big Sky Championship. I think what I heard was that was the first time the Bears were in the Big Sky Championship. So that was pretty cool, something, you know, just to say.
That's yeah, nice. No doubt about it, man. Yeah. I mean, you guys were making history. You were making history all season long, too, of course, and we'll get into some of those accolades as well. Then to go to the CBI tournament, what was that like? Because your goals are this, and then, okay, we didn't make it there. I think that shows absolute dedication on the basketball side, because then you guys turn it around and you played pretty darn well for the most part in that CBI tournament. Talk about the focus change, because you know you guys knew you were probably going to play in some kind of postseason no matter what, right? I mean, even before the Montana State game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the plan. Well, we actually didn't find out about the CBI until almost right before we went out there,
okay,
right after the Big Sky.
Okay.
But
so you didn't know for sure if you were going to be playing.
Yeah, we didn't know for sure, okay. But once we found out, you know, we were excited, you know, it's kind of, because, you know, a lot of teams don't get to play in postseason tournaments,
sure,
after their conference is over. And, you know, that's kind of how we took it. It was just like, you know, excited to keep playing, live to fight another day, just, you know, day by day to keep playing.
Well, and I look at this and I've seen so many teams. In fact, a team you guys played and had on the ropes earlier in the season in Colorado State, they played in the NIT last year. And every one of those guys and coaches will tell you it was because of that extra postseason that we had. It wasn't our goals, but that brought us so much closer together and helped us in a tournament that that's really what gave us the tools needed to make it to the next level the next year. So when I look at what you guys did with that, I'm doing the math thinking maybe that's what it could take to help you guys get to that point next season.
Yeah, definitely. There's a chance. You know, just learning how to play in the postseason, you know. And when you get to the postseason, everybody's tired, everybody's sore, you know, just kind of figuring out who's going to, you know, tough it out and, you know, just figure it out. And when it comes down to the postseason, there's a lot of just turnovers and simple stuff, you know, being really disciplined. Those are the teams that usually win in the postseason.
It's such a long season, you know. I mean, looking at all these crazy games you guys had, you know, you go up against the Texases and the Arizonas with the monster dunks and all that stuff. What you guys did against Colorado State, a tournament, several tournament teams that you guys played with right down the stretch. You learned how to close games too. I mean, it's a grueling season. What's your biggest takeaway from the season that was for you personally?
I mean, like I said, it's a crazy season, but, like, you know, I feel like we really learned how to play in those close games and, you know, how to execute and figure out things down the stretch, you know, how to, like, bond and stay together and, you know, figure it out. Because, I mean, like you said, we played in all those tough games. We played against Texas, at Texas, at Arizona, at CSU, and then just the games we had where it came down to the end and we end up losing. We just, each game, we kind of built off that and learned how to win, coming down and closing those stretches.
We're talking to Dalen Kuntz. Dalen Kuntz, of course, monster player for the UNC Bears. What a season by you, man. And like I said, you fall asleep and score 20 now, I think. all right, so can we talk about... Now, there's no question your season was amazing. So when you have seasons like that, you get looks from all over the place. And we know it's a crazy world with the transfer portal and all that. Plus, bigger picture stuff, you know, looking at playing basketball professionally. Have you... I know you've thought about it, but what's kind of on your mind? Can you talk to us a little bit about what your plans are going forward? I mean, back with the UNC Bears, back going to see where you rank in the NBA side of things. Can you talk to us a little bit about that? Or are you still kind of digesting everything?
Yeah, still digesting everything. It's undecided, you know, just kind of really now just kind of probably going to sit down with Coach Smiley and just kind of we're going to talk about it and kind of go from there and figure out, you know, what's the best plan and what we're going to do.
Well, because now, obviously, the way that it kind of works out is you can certainly declare and go to the, obviously, declare for the NBA draft, right, and kind of see where you stack up. That doesn't mean you can't come back now, and it used to be you can't hire an agent. I think they've loosened that up all the way, too, right? So you can go and get assessed, essentially, and if you're not necessarily satisfied with that, you can come right back, and there's no harm done.
Yeah, there is that. It's like, I think it's called like Test of Waters now.
Okay.
Basically where you can sign an agent and then you kind of see, they give you feedback exactly where you'll fall. And then if you don't like it or if you like it, you can stay. If not, then you could pull out and still have your eligibility by a certain date.
And if you, what is the kind of the rule on that, Dalen? And maybe you're still navigating through it, but once you commit all the way into the draft, essentially, then you can't come back, right?
Yeah,
but you can be,
like,
assessed, as you said.
Yeah, I want to say like the date you had to pull your name out is by like June 13th or something like that.
Okay.
Somewhere around there. But like if you pull out before then, you still keep your eligibility. Then if it's after that, I think the draft is like the 26th of June or something like that, towards the end of the month.
Yeah. Well, do you think about, obviously, there's several options. There would be that option, staying at UNC, and then, of course, the transfer portal. Is that something that enters your brain, or would you like to say, hey, I'd like, if I'm going to play college basketball, I'd still like to be around Coach Smiley?
Yeah, definitely. If I'm coming back for another year, definitely be here with the Bears and Coach Smiley. But, I mean, the only other option would be professional. But if it's not that, then definitely be back here.
Okay. Good. Easy. Now, Jade, you can relax. Okay, buddy? I have had so many people. I texted you yesterday. I said, dude, I got to ask. But so many people are like, is Dalen coming back? Is Dalen coming back? And again, It's the smart move, in my opinion, because you want to go get assessed. And if the best case scenario, awesome, you're going to go represent the Bears at the highest level possible. Mm-hmm. And if you're not quite satisfied with what you're told, and maybe there, you know, another year, then even better. You come back and you will for sure win that Big Sky Conference Player of the Year.
That's the plan. That and the championship.
That's the goal, man. Can you tell us much? And again, you can no comment on this one, but obviously there's questions about Bodie Hume and Matt Johnson. We know Coors gone. We know Drew Cuxhausen is gone. But still some really solid players that are going to have options just like you as far as whether or not they're going to come back.
Yeah, I think pretty much everybody's still trying to, you know, really figure it out. And, you know, we still got to have the end of our year meetings with Coach Smiley just to, you know, everybody figure out what's best for them and, you know, what they're going to do this next upcoming few months.
How much do you guys talk about that, like the players? Like, hey, what are you thinking? You know, how much does that reflect what you're going to do? You know, if a bunch of players on the team are like, I'm going to do this or whatever, how much does that affect you? Or at the end of the day, does it really not affect you? It's more of a personal decision within you and your family and your coaches, too.
I mean, we'll talk about it a little bit, but not too much. You know, it's kind of just focused on the season, you know, these last few weeks. But, I mean, I feel like it may affect a little bit, not too much. But, I mean, at the end of the day, it really comes down to, you know, what each person feels and, you know, what they feel is best for them and what their family feels is best for them.
We're talking to Dalen Kuntz of the UNC Bears. Okay, how about the basketball side of things now? Do you shut off and not watch basketball for a little bit, or are you still watching the tournaments take place? Obviously, you got back in action tonight with the big dance. Kansas is playing. You got UNC and UCLA. There's some big games tonight. Do you shut off a little bit, or are you still watching basketball?
I'm still watching basketball. 24/7, man. I'm still watching basketball.
Does it hurt, or does it? Do you just not think of it like that? Because some players will be like, yeah, I just don't want to watch it, man. I'm done right now. But for you, you're like, dude, I'm all in. You can learn more from it, right?
Yeah, just watching, you know, watching these teams play. It's exciting. You know, I always like March Madness growing up. I always like watching it. You know, just once if basketball's on, I'm going to watch it.
Do you like watching, like, as a fan, when you sit back and you're not playing, do you like watching more college basketball or do you like watching professional basketball? What's your preference there?
All of it.
Doesn't matter?
Yeah, all of it. I'm really, if I'm sitting down, I'm looking to see what's on. If it's college on, it's college on. If it's NBA on, it's NBA on. Women's, whatever. I'm watching whatever I could really watch, honestly.
St. Peter's going to pull off another upset and beat Purdue tonight?
I don't know.
What do you think? I don't know. I think the Cinderella story ends tonight, don't you?
Yeah, it might. I think so. Purdue's been looking, they've been playing pretty good. That last one was pretty tough, but I don't know. That would be a rough one for them to pull off.
It's always crazy. It's like you said, it's with basketball. We were talking about this earlier in the week. It's like, I don't even know why we call it upsets anymore. Because there's almost bound to be two or three major upsets in the first. If it's not the first weekend, we're going to see a bunch of them in the second weekend, too. You saw Zaga. They get knocked out last night. It's just kind of the nature of that tournament, the way it sets up. You know, when you're in the Big Sky Conference play, you guys are just, you're battling this, you know, twice of every team. So you get to know each other. Then you see them the next year. You get into the tournament, you're going up against different teams, different styles, different conferences. That if they figure you out for one night, even though you might be able to bounce back and beat them 30 times out of 31, it's just kind of how that thing goes sometimes.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, just any team, anybody could be beaten any given night. So, I mean, it's kind of falls how it falls sometimes.
Yeah, no, it's fun to watch for sure. All right, what is your workout schedule look like for you now, man? I mean, I know you're in the gym all the time, but do you take some time to just shut off? Because it wasn't that long ago you were playing basketball, you were in the CBI tournament. What does that look like, or are you like, no, I never stop? I mean, talk to us a little bit about that process.
We just got back the other day, so probably just maybe 3-4 days at most, just kind of relax and kind of, you know, take everything in. And then, you know, once I'm feel good, it's right back to the gym, right back to, you know, work on everything and figure out what I need to get better at. And yeah,
just kind of go from there, man. Well, yeah. It was so much fun to watch you guys throughout the season. And I know it didn't end exactly how you wanted it to, but I think I heard Coach Smiley say this, or maybe he tweeted it. Once you take a step back and look at the season that was, you're going to realize it was a very special season. Like you said, I mean, obviously individually, so many different awards for you. I joke that, you know, so many great players in the state are running out of wall space because of all the awards you're getting, man. But then to make it to the Big Sky Conference Championship against all odds, the beginning of the season, not a lot of people had the Bears picked to go there, and then you guys get there. So when you take a step back, how do you evaluate that? Do you look at it and say, yeah, it was a great season, or are you more like, didn't get our goals, so it doesn't matter?
I mean, still, it was a great season, but I don't think it still hit me all the way yet.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's still, I mean, yeah, like, I know we did some great stuff, but I don't think it's really hit me completely yet. because it still kind of feel like, dang, like, are we about to practice tomorrow? Are we about to, you know, like, it still feels like we're still going.
And yeah, it's got to be tough, man. Well, because it's, I mean, this is your life nonstop. Yeah. You're just so busy all the time, balancing school, balancing your personal life, balancing basketball. And then suddenly it comes to this kind of, feels like a crashing halt as soon as that game's done. I mean, as soon as the CBI tournament, as soon as you guys are knocked out of that, it's pack up and you're done, right? I mean, it's pretty quick as far as getting back.
Yeah, it's pretty quick, but I mean, yeah, it's like I said, it still hasn't really hit me yet, but I mean, I'm pretty sure it's probably going to hit me soon, but it's all good.
Yeah, man, it's been a joy to watch you, and no matter what you end up deciding to do, you know, we wish you the best of luck. It's been awesome to get you on the show and work with you a bit, and I know meeting you at Butters and grabbing some breakfast there. The community was really pumped about this team, and I think next season, too, I think more and more people are getting excited about the brand of basketball that you guys have been creating over the last couple of years.
Yeah, definitely. We're going in an upwards direction, you know, just – with everybody, the younger guys on the team this year, just learning and playing in big environments and making it to championship, playing in that, you know, it's going to give them a lot to kind of build off of and a lot of experience, honestly, for that.
Well, it's got to be cool for you, too. Like, again, the transfer situation, you know, you're looking at a situation with CU, and I think you and I have talked about this. They had a lot of guards. There was a lot of competition there where it just kind of made sense. Hey, let's go to UNC. You already talked to Steve Smiley, right, before you went to CU, so you knew that situation. It made sense. Then you not only start transitioning into the most productive player, the top scorer, but next year, I mean, to me, and maybe it was already this year, but you're the leader of this team now. I mean, if you do come back next season, talk about that transition, if that is the case, if you do come back to Greeley.
Yeah, this year I kind of stepped into that role more, trying to be more vocal on the court, you know, leading by action, and just kind of, you know, me being an older player and coming from CU and playing and get some of those different teams and environments, just kind of using what I've been in and situations I've been in, environments I've been in, just to kind of teach them and kind of help them and, you know, coach them. And then as far as next year, just, you know, still embracing it and just trying to get more vocal as time goes on.
Is that natural for you to just be like, hey, I'm going to be a vocal guy? Because there's a lot of guys that are like, I can lead, but it's more through my actions, and then I'll clap a little bit. Is that normal for you, or is it something that's becoming more normal for you?
Something becoming more normal. Like, you know, off the court, I'm probably one of the most quiet guys you ever meet. But on the court, just learn to be more vocal. And, you know, a lot before is just showing through action, and now I just want to put both of them together, showing by action and just being more vocal. Being able to just, you know, somebody that they could relate to and talk to and reach out to.
Were the guys nervous in that CBI tournament? Because, again, you're getting in that postseason college tournament feel. I mean, these are all – I mean, yeah, we got the big dance, but the NIT, the CBI, these are all big-time college basketball tournaments. Going into those games, were the guys rattled? Because you didn't look rattled at all on the floor. I mean, you never looked like – it just looked like you were naturally born to just be in these big tournaments all the time. Was the team kind of nervous going into these games?
No, I don't think we were nervous. You know, if anything, we're just more excited. You know, we had a little fire under us after losing the Big South Championships. Just kind of, you know, we're happy we're still able to play in postseason and just kind of, you know, just wanted to improve, you know, just trying to improve game by game and just kind of still show what we could do.
Yeah. Well, I think you guys had a lot of great national exposure, too. I mean, obviously that game was on ESPN2.
Yeah.
You guys were on Bad Beats like 500 times, making the Gamblers mad, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, you got to love it. I mean, I'm hearing SVP talk about, like, we didn't know where Greeley was. Now we're starting to know where Greeley was. They're starting to pay attention to the team, talking about you guys. So it was a fun season, man. So much fun to see. And again, watching you guys go toe-to-toe against some really great basketball teams, to me, shows the ceiling. And I think, not the ceiling, I think what potentially you could do. And, you know, next year, assuming everybody comes back and whatever that looks like, I think people will just be pumped to see what that next step looks like for UNC.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a big next step coming for UNC. Just, you know, like you said, like this year showed a lot what we can do. And honestly, feel like we could build off this year a lot.
Yeah.
You know, if everything falls right and, you know, everybody comes back.
All right, buddy. Well, I'm going to be texting you soon. What are you doing? I'll give you some room to breathe. Take the time, man. It's a big decision. But you know what? You got big things coming your way no matter what you decide to do. So congratulations on a great season and good luck going forward. I know this won't be the last time we chat on here, but we'll be looking out for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, my man. There's Dalen Kuntz. We got to get a break here, Jade. It's 43 minutes after the hour. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.